Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we are joined by James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. Bombshell news that Pfizer did use dead children fetal cells in the development of the Pfizer vaccine. We go into that story. And also, Biden's approval rating, all-time low. Why? We have a guess as to why that is happening. I want to thank those of you that are supporting our program because we cover the Pfizer story. And you notice, so many podcasts are afraid to talk about this stuff. Well, we are not, thanks to you. CharlieKirk.com/support. Linnell from Utah, thank you for your support. Adrian from Eugene, Oregon, thank you for your support. Kathy from La Crescenta, California, thank you. Lynn from Jacksonville, Oregon, thank you. Laureen from Murrieta, California, thank you. Rachel from Castaloga, California, thank you. Mary from Ohio, thank you. Janice from Hawaii, thank you. And Stuart from Chattanooga, Tennessee, thank you. CharlieKirk.com/support. That's CharlieKirk.com/support. You can email me directly, freedom@CharlieKirk.com, with feedback or thoughts, especially about this episode. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA and start a high school chapter or start a college chapter, go to tpusa.com. Also, we still have our campus tour happening. Baylor University, Boise State University, University of Oregon, University of Vermont, Clemson, and Alabama. tpusa.com/CRT. If you want to see us on the road and also join us in Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, 19, 2021 for the largest pro-American celebration imaginable, tpusa.com/AmFest. TPUSA.com/AMFEST. Check it out right now. And again, thank you for supporting us at CharlieKirk.com/support. James O'Keefe is here. Pfizer bombshell. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. We have James O'Keefe from Project Veritas joining us very soon to go over the bombshell breaking news from Pfizer, where new leaked emails and a whistleblower, an actual whistleblower, not like the Facebook whistleblower, but a whistleblower who actually has to fight for their life and their career after they blow the whistle. You know how I know the Facebook whistleblower is a bunch of nonsense? Her life is dramatically improving after she has blown the whistle. That's usually a good rule for life. If you blow the whistle and your life gets better, maybe you're not actually a whistleblower. But if you blow the whistle and you have to all of a sudden scramble and hire lawyers, maybe you're onto something. Well, James O'Keefe has a whistleblower from Pfizer that is coming out with real emails. I read them for myself. We're going to go into them in great detail. That shows that Pfizer covered up, misled, and some would say lied, and we'll let James O'Keefe explain the details of it, that aborted fetal cells were used in the development of the vaccine. This was always something Pfizer said that was not true, but now internal communications show that in the development of the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, that dead children were used to develop that, let's say, medicine. We'll be generous. We're going to get into that and so much more of what James O'Keefe has been able to uncover. We're also going to go through his Johnson & Johnson news and the Health and Human Services news. And so you're going to want to listen to everything we have to say today. We have a lot to get into, but I want to get into this as we are having James O'Keefe come in just a couple minutes here. Joe Biden and the Biden regime has lost whatever mandate to govern they thought they might have had. If you really look at it honestly, Joe Biden never actually had a mandate. He promised to be a president from the center. He promised in his inaugural address to try and bring people together, even though simultaneously, if you listen carefully, he also contradicted himself and said that he was going to basically declare war on his fellow Americans. That was a call to arms speech in some sense. But his regime, the Biden White House, has confused me. I think I've figured it out. And too many people on television, pundits, are acting as if this is a known fact. That is not true. And I'm going to tell you why I'm confused about it. I think I figured it out. I think I have. But anyone that's actually a deeply rational person and thinking, like Tucker Carlson, is a little bit confused about one aspect of the Biden White House. There's a lot I'm not confused about. It's not an easy explanation. It isn't. And here's why. Out today, Quinnipiac, their new poll has come out and has said that Joe Biden's approval rating, 38% of the country approves, 53% disapproves. Competency, 42% thinks Joe Biden is competent, 55% says not. Now, you might say, wow, those are some terrible numbers. I know. I can't believe 42% of Americans think Joe Biden is competent. The border, 23% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's handling the border. 67% of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of the border. And so these numbers are dreadful. They are some of the worst numbers of a president in modern history. The average price of beef is up 12%. Bacon is up 17%. Pork and steak up 11.3%. Poultry up 7%. Fish and seafood up 10.6%. Joe Biden has a negative approval rating on the Fauci virus, on the economy, on foreign policy, on the Mexican border, and on taxes. 37% approval rating on taxes, 23% approval rating on the Mexican border, 34% approval rating on foreign policy, 39% approval rating on the economy. And a lot of conservatives are celebrating this, and that's fine. In fact, I'm enjoying seeing the other side scramble. Let's play cut 89 of fake Jake Tapper from CNN, regime media, try to explain these awful numbers. Play tape.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president. In this brand new Quinnipiac poll, only 38% of Americans approve of how Biden is handling his job compared to 53% who disapprove. That's the lowest approval rating Biden has had since taking office. Another striking number, only 39% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the economy. 55% say they disapprove of the job he's doing on the economy. When asked, is Joe Biden an honest president? 44% of Americans say yes. 50%, a plurality, say no. And one of the most damning results of all, more than half of the American people, 55%, say the Biden administration is not competent in running the government. 42% says the administration is.
He's underwater in every single metric and number imaginable. Now, it's not confusing that Joe Biden is unpopular. We knew this was going to happen. We knew that Joe Biden shouldn't even be president. That the biochemical attack of the Fauci virus and the China virus came into our country, changed our voting laws, changed the way we do elections, shut down the economy, and that more than anything else changed the entire way we do politics. What's confusing, and I think I have figured it out, is not that he's unpopular. What's perplexing and confounding is why they seem not to care. Why they are doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down on their policies, regardless of these poll numbers. Why is it that Biden is not course correcting, adjusting? Usually when your numbers are in free fall, you go have a kids with cancer day on the North Lawn. Like, let's just have someone come in that invented something cool. You try to have a cooling off period, basically. That's not what we're seeing. Instead, we're seeing Biden go more in the direction that is making him unpopular. Is the Biden regime competent in running the government? 55% of Americans say no. Do you think Joe Biden has good leadership skills? 56% say no. Joe Biden's approval rating on the economy, 39%. 55% of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of the economy. These numbers are dreadful. And there is no sign that the regime wants to make any sort of improvement in this. Instead, they seem to be more focused on deploying the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice from Merrick Garland's decree after moms and dads and school boards. You think that's going to give you a sudden spike in approval rating? Instead, Joe Biden wants to go spend another $4.7 trillion. Joe Biden seems perfectly clear in his regime at keeping the southern border open. And so I've thought very deeply about this. Because Obama was different. Obama, anytime there was a slight adjustment in his approval rating, he'd at least pretend to be a moderate. He'd go wear a tan suit or go be around a bunch of Republicans and pretend to be a moderate. He always wanted to keep himself popular. Joe Biden has not seemed concerned about keeping himself popular or keeping himself within the approval of the American people. And there is really only one explanation for this. And it's incredibly obvious. And almost everyone listening here has said this once or twice, but I believe this new data and the handling of the data is confirmation of what we have all in our gut suspected all along. And I'm going to tell you what that is. Hey, everybody, if you're paying attention, you know we're going to face some tough times. I'm not saying run and hide, far from it, but I am saying you should prepare for food shortages in the very new future. I am a big prepper, and you should be too. The best way to be able to be prepared for what's happening, and there might be some bad things happening very soon, is this. Get a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the number one emergency food company, and they've served millions of American families over the last 14 years. Right now, you can save $100 on their 3-month emergency food kit just in time before the entire system crashes around us. Since you're saving $100 per kit, get one for each member of your family. This kit gives you breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day with a wide variety of delicious foods. Go to preparewithkirk.com right now and save $100 per kit. You can't beat this price. Prep yourself. Prep your family at preparewithkirk.com. Act now and your order will ship quickly and arrive discreetly at your door in unmarked boxes. That's preparewithkirk.com, preparewithkirk.com. So Biden's numbers are underwater in every single possible category. And the deeper analysis and the thoughtful way to look at this is not, oh, Biden's so unpopular and everything's going to be great. It's, well, yeah, I mean, it could help with House races. Even the Quinnipiac poll has Republicans up 3 in the generic ballot. But usually when presidents start to free fall in poll numbers, they do something about it that will make them more popular, not less popular. So what could possibly be the explanation for this? The only explanation as to why Joe Biden and the people around him and his handlers who are actually running the country and the regime running the country and Obama, who's actually running the country, and we're going to do a whole podcast detailing that, because if you think Obama's just enjoying his time in Martha's Vineyard, no way. Obama's actually pulling the strings behind a lot of this, is that it's very clear, and this is obvious, it's not a bombshell observation, that they have no intention whatsoever to actually run Joe Biden for office again in the next election cycle, that he'll be replaced or resign or removed. There is no way whatsoever that you can look at these numbers and then look at their reaction to the numbers, which is nothing, but everything's fine. Southern border is perfectly secure despite hundreds of thousands of people coming into the country. We're going to mandate vaccines against people's will. We're going to send OSHA after you. We're going to spend another $4.7 trillion. That there is a plan and there's an agreement to have Biden last long enough so maybe Kamala Harris or somebody else can step in and run in 2024. Now, that doesn't mean that Joe Biden might not serve out the remainder of this term. He might just serve as a radical placeholder to do everything they want to do, regardless of how unpopular it is. The bargain might have gone like this, that Joe Biden is willing to take the arrows, take the approval rating hits, take every negative piece of press as a means to the end to try to transform the country. to put forward a green energy scam and agenda, put forward the infrastructure bill, keep the borders completely and totally wide open, fumble Afghanistan and give to our enemy $85 billion in weaponry, give China everything it wants. Joe Biden is a means to the end presidency. And the radical revolutionary types have been wanting someone like Joe Biden for a long time, who is willing to do the most over-the-top radical measures and not care about the downside because he might not be participating in the political check and balance against it. Now, the risk and the downside is that it seems as if it's not just Joe Biden who is taking the hit. It's the entire Democrat Party. And I can't imagine that congressional Democrats who are going to be up for re-election, like Mark Kelly in Arizona or Raphael Warnock, who's going to be running up against Herschel Walker, run Herschel run. We're super excited about that. But they're thrilled about the fact that their Democrat president has record low approval ratings in every single possible category. But it's very clear that the forces of political gravity are showing that there is a plan that somebody other than Joe Biden will either be president very soon or will be running in 2024. I know a lot of you are saying, well, Charlie, that's obvious. Well, not everyone's saying it out loud. Some people are acting as if these approval ratings, like, wow, he's going to have a tough time, you know, combining political support. That's not how they're acting. They're acting in a way as if he is a placeholder president. And part of the reason why his numbers are not even worse is because he kind of has this kindly old guy, moderate image who actually exacts a radical transformation on the entire country. Very similar, by the way, to Merrick Garland, who pretends to be this moderate and this magnanimous political leader. Meanwhile, he's sending armed agents to go enforce the political agenda of the regime after moms and dads in school board meetings. Joe Biden's approval rating and the lack of response can be best explained as Joe Biden is a means to the end. He's a placeholder to radically revolutionize the country and put someone in who's younger, more charismatic, can draw bigger crowds. So it's important we don't overemphasize on Biden and instead talk about the regime and the cartel and the cabal behind him. Hey, everybody. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. Well, you could stop imagining because it's reality, everybody. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their business and robbing you of the quality and flavor you deserve. China has destroyed the American economy through dumping products, and they've also waged war on American ranchers. It's time to stick it to China, and that's what Good Ranchers does so well. They exist to support local American farms that help you make great American meals. Together, they want to restore the American ranch in your meals to the former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that cannot be imported or matched at goodranchers.com. Did you know that the product of USA tag has been stolen by foreign countries? They process their meat here and then label it like it came from America fraudulently. Because of these labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent American farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Good Ranchers is here to put America first at the dinner table and the ranchers that have worked to raise the meat we eat. They send you a box. Everyone listening to this needs to eat and feed their family. And if you want to support our program, if you like the Charlie Kirk Show, you can kill two birds, one stone. Buy really good meat and get food because you have to eat anyway and support our program at goodranchers.com/Charlie right now and save $20 off, or better yet, subscribe and save the box of mouth-watering meats. I'm telling you, they send us these meats and there is a fight over who gets the perfectly marbled filet mignon or the marinated chicken. It is a beautiful sight when the box of meats arrive at our office. Our mouths are watering. The children begin singing. Everything just seems a little bit lighter and brighter. In fact, the day gets better when the Good Ranchers box arrives, because you know, with the beautiful Phoenix weather, you can watch some college football, throw a couple steaks on the grill, turn up the volume, and enjoy being an American, because you're eating American meat, not Chinese meat, not Argentinian meat, not Vietnam meat, Vietnamese meat, not Iranian meat, not Egyptian meat, but instead American meat. So save on each box of Mount Watering American Meats. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. They've been amazing partners. I'm such a big believer in this company. Use promo code Charlie at checkout. Goodranchers.com/Charlie. They send you this box of meat that you can feed your family and also support this program, as you guys know how hard we are working to save the country. Goodranchers.com/Charlie. Your antibodies are probably better than the vaccination, the Pfizer scientist from Project Veritas that they exposed said. But then there was more. Project Veritas continues to hit home run after home run, as they had undercover footage from Johnson & Johnson, from an FDA official who said we are going to go door to door and tell people that it's not the vaccine, from the federal government whistleblower who went public with the secret recordings. So the government doesn't want to show you that they believe that the vaccine is full of Brandon, full of nonsense. If you don't get the reference, that's it. Let's go, Brandon. And now this latest whistleblower goes on the record and reveals internal emails from Chief Scientific Officer and Senior Director of Worldwide Research discussing the Chinese coronavirus vaccine, where in the Pfizer emails, they were saying that, quote, from the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on fetal cells floating out there. The risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see. That Pfizer was using fetal cells in the development of the vaccine. They said they weren't. How many people of faith were lied to? How many religious institutions were lied to because of this? Well, we have James O'Keefe from Project Veritas here himself to walk us through this bombshell revelation and the others. James, how you doing?
Hey, Charlie. Hey, how are you?
Congratulations on another incredible and honestly breathtaking bombshell. Walk us through this one that you broke last night, Project Veritas, projectveritas.com, with the Pfizer whistleblower and leaked emails.
Well, thank you, Charlie. This is a Pfizer employee out of the Kansas plant, and I have the emails in front of me so I can quote them. This is from the vice president of Pfizer and their some of their top executives, a woman named Vanessa Gelman, senior director of worldwide research. And they're talking about hiding things from the consumer. They say, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cells floating out there. General members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want out there. Quote, I just want to make sure we are responding to a legitimate request, not that would ignite a Facebook campaign. And they say, do not use the language that fetal cells are with an origin to be traced back with laboratory tests associated with the vaccine program. So these executives at Pfizer are admitting to deceiving the consumer about how their vaccine is made, regardless of what you think about the vaccine or think about abortion or fetal cells. What's interesting about these emails is they show executives at the top pharmaceutical company lying to the public. And we would not know this, but not for a brave whistleblower and a real whistleblower inside Pfizer who came to Project Veritas.
Well, James, I joked around earlier. I said, here's how you know what a real whistleblower is. Their life gets worse after they blow the whistle. Unlike the Facebook whistleblower, whose life gets infinitely better after they blow the whistle. So, James, I just want to make sure that I'm understanding this, because there was a lot of confusion around it. I know some people that took the Pfizer vaccine, and I challenged them. I said, well, wasn't the vaccine used with fetal cells and dead children in the development of the vaccine? And they said, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. The Catholic Ethics Board, Medical Ethics Board, says that this vaccine was done without that. But these emails show that Pfizer lied about that. Is that true?
Yeah, Charlie. In these emails from Sarah Elizabeth Weiser, Phil Dormitzer, these are not low-level people. These are the vice presidents and top executives at Pfizer. It says, quote, one or more cells with an origin that can be traced back to human fetal tissue has been used in tests associated with the vaccine program. That is not my claim or a conspiratorial claim. That I'm quoting the executives at Pfizer. It's a big story.
It's a massive story.
And some people say, well, we already know that. You know, people have said that the fetal.
No.
Let's assume for a second that it is, that fetal cells are used in the development of many products like Tylenol or Pepto-Bismol. The interesting thing to me is that Vanessa Gilman, Pfizer's senior director of research, is saying to all the people at Pfizer, please don't tell the American consumer this, which is effectively a form of a cover-up or a fraud in terms of your consumerist. And so that's what's interesting to me. The story is always in the cover-up,
yes,
as much as it is the actual action that they're taking. So again, this is not, you obviously have the tech companies censoring this and saying this is dangerous information. Well, again, it's true information.
Yes.
And what's remarkable is that in one of the emails, Vanessa says, please, quote, I would prefer we do not use this language. So we have confronted the executives in the street like, you know, Project Veritas always does, akin to the 60 Minutes of, 40 years ago. And we're putting that video out today. We really want to hold these people accountable and ask them, why do you feel the need to lie to the, yes, American consumer?
Well, it's because telling the truth would hurt their profit margins. Let me read you an article here that might be helpful for you, James, from the CatholicNews.com. This was on November 24th of last year. Quote, neither the Pfizer nor Moderna vaccine involved the use of cell lines that originated in fetal tissue taken from the body of an aborted baby at any level of design, development, or production. The Catholic, right, news agencies continue, they are not completely free from any connection. However, as both Pfizer and Moderna made use of tainted cell line from one of the confirmatory lab tests for their products. But what you're saying is that there was a suppression campaign from Pfizer to make it,
yes,
seem as if this was not at all the case. And so just,
yes,
to put this more bluntly, so many people were denied religious exemptions because they were told by their employers that, oh, no, Pfizer was done without this. And yet Pfizer then internally said, look, we know that we're going to make less money if Americans knew that dead children were actually used to help develop these vaccines. Is that right?
That's correct. And again, that's not my claim. I'm quoting the executives in the emails. And this is another, this is from Los Angeles County. Quote, the COVID-19 produced by Pfizer do not require the use of any fetal cells in order to manufacture the vaccine. But if you go to the actual emails, again, I'm quoting the emails here. And what's interesting, Charlie, about these emails is that all of the executives at Pfizer keep emailing this Vanessa individual.
Yes.
Asking her, are you sure that we don't want to include? In fact, a lot of people at Pfizer are beside themselves in these emails because they keep having to clarify, wait a second, but that's what we're doing. And they say, no, please don't say that's what we're doing. And finally, they say, here's our official statement that, quote, couches the answer. The Vatican Doctrinal Committee has confirmed that they consider it acceptable for believers to be immunized. But all of these organizations and outside groups don't know what's in these emails until today. So obviously this is staggering for society because of what you pointed out, the religious,
totally,
exception.
Well, and we were told, again, I'm not taking the vaccine. I've made that publicly. But I know a lot of people that have, and they, again, I don't judge people's medical decisions. I just don't like doing that. It's not my role, and it shouldn't be really anyone's role. But I know people that took the vaccine because they thought it was the right choice for them. And they said, I want to take the vaccine that is consistent with my deeply held religious views. So they were told, okay, don't take Johnson & Johnson because Johnson & Johnson admitted that they were using fetal cells in the development. Just go take Pfizer. Now, this is interesting, James. Pfizer was the only vaccine, I believe, that was used in Israel, a deeply religious country that's very heavily secular in certain parts. Were Orthodox Jews lied to by Pfizer, or at least a cover-up campaign here? And then here's the other question that I don't quite understand, James, is why is it, and I guess I know the answer, but it just frustrates me, why is it the activist press is ignoring the fact that corporations are lying to the American people? Why is that?
Yeah, this is this reminds me of the Jeffrey Wigand whistleblower in the 1990s with Big Tobacco. And this was back in the day when Mike Wallace and people at CBS actually had a pair, and they put Wigand on the air eventually. It was one of the largest public health issues in the generation. Why is it? Those are profoundly existential questions you're asking that would require, yes, hours to discuss. But why is the press so has such a symbiotic relationship with the people they're supposed to be investigating? And the bottom line is that because they take their official word as gospel. And the role of an investigative reporter is to question the official, you know, sanctioned answers that Pfizer might give and to probe deeply. But these days, the press will only report that which is said on the record. And these email, I mean, this is, I want to quote one more thing from the email. Yes. This is, again, Vanessa Gelman. This is the chief Pfizer research director from Washington, D.C. No low-level people here, Charlie. These are top executives. Quote,
seriously,
we believe the risk of communicating the fetal cells right now outweighs any potential benefit we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want out there. Now, what I'm quoting is a Pfizer executive, although you might think I'm quoting someone from the Soviet Union, like from the show Chernobyl, where they're saying the risk of communicating this truth outweighs any benefit. And if there were any justice in the world, these quotes would be on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. But the good news is, here's the good news, because this is all a lot of cynical, horrible information. The good news is the woman who came to me, Melissa from Pfizer, she told me this morning that a lot of other people in Pfizer are very proud of her and are also considering going public.
Good.
So that's what I think is the future, is we the people need to be activated, rise up, and people are giving up their livelihoods and careers for your right to know, which I think is a very important development.
But I just want everyone listening and watching that, in addition to, of course, helping out our program here on The Charlie Kirk Show, ProjectVeritas.com, James O'Keefe is getting stuff done. This is real stuff. This is not white papers. This is not like talking into a wall. No, this is real civilization-saving stuff. And so just check out ProjectVeritas.com and go buy James's book. I think it's American Muckraker. Is that right, James?
Yeah, it's out in January. Yeah. It's for pre-sale. All proceeds go to Project Veritas. Just go to Amazon, American Muckraker.
Our food system is fundamentally broken, and it's making us sick at a scale, and the people at Uprising Food are fixing it. I'm telling you, when they sent me this box of Uprising Food, in fact, I'm wondering where my next one is. I've asked them. It's this box of bread, and it's unbelievably good. Uprising mission is to liberate all of us from a fundamentally broken food system that's stealing our health. The real devil is the snow effect of silent inflammation. They have cracked the code on healthy bread. You simply can't find anything that's this healthy, that tastes this good, that's this fresh. Only 2 net carbs per serving, 6 grams of protein, 9 grams of fiber. They cover paleo to clean keto to simple low carb to high fiber to dairy-free to grain-free lifestyle. All Uprising foods are baked with real superfood ingredients, almonds, MCT oil, apple cider vinegar, egg white, psyllium, husk, and olive oil. Uprising has made prebiotic fiber delicious with their patent-pending breakthrough in husk activation, making fantastic digestive healthy absurdly easy for all of us. They send you this amazing box of bread. It's fresh. I encourage all of you guys to check it out. It's gluten-free. Lots of protein, too. Uprising is offering our listeners $10 off the starter bundle. That includes 2 Superfood cubes and 4 packs of Freedom Chips to try, and their chips are unbelievable. I'm telling you, so delicious. Go to uprisingfood.com/Kirk, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's uprisingfood.com/Kirk to get $10 off your first purchase of the starter bundle. James, thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing for our country. And can you just kind of summarize, kind of starting with the HHS whistleblower, what you have been revealing to the American people? Because it was happening so quick, I think some of it got lost in the weight of it. James, walk us through it.
Well, we released Jody, the HHS whistleblower, who recorded nurses at the HHS facility in Arizona saying that the COVID vaccine was causing myocarditis, heart issues, which are not reported to the CDC. That was claims made by ER doctors at that hospital. That was our first installment, the largest watch, most watched video in Project Veritas history. But it's the story of an FDA official bragging about blow darting African Americans, clearly showed you his contempt for the American people. That was an FDA official on hidden camera. The third installment featured Johnson & Johnson employees saying they would not give the vaccine to kids and saying it's all about the numbers and money and power, but questioning the efficacy of the vaccine. And you had the fourth installment, which is probably the most powerful on Monday, Pfizer executive admitting that antibodies are stronger than the vaccine, something that is common sense, but the media won't actually say. Media says that's disinformation. We were quoting a Pfizer scientist saying it. And then today's or yesterday's story featuring another whistleblower inside Pfizer releasing emails from their top executives saying that they are lying to the people, saying to keep secret information about fetal cells used in the development of the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and saying they do not want the American consumer to know this. The question is, why don't they want the American consumer to know this? And it's a question that every American journalist, regardless of your politics, should be asking, because we can all agree in the law of non-contradiction. Whether you're left, right, Democrat, Republican, we should not support liars. So
yes.
I think that this most recent video is most powerful because it's a whistleblower on the record sitting down with me talking as a current employee of Pfizer, sharing these emails from her executives.
And she says that she's not even anti-vaccine, but she is tired of things being covered up and kind of how this whole superstructure kind of gets complete and total immunity. And so, James, talk about how this is really where the frontier to save the country is, the information war, uncovering the treachery, uncovering the deception. This is really where we must focus our attention, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, my friend Laura Logan said something that was pretty profound and struck me, and it might strike you too, but this is what she told me. She said, we're effectively at the gates of Auschwitz, and we are being this sort of this dystopian reality is already upon us. It may not be exactly the same as it was in past atrocities, but we're there. So I think the only thing preventing us from entering the gates is we the people have to do the journalism, have to expose them. They do not fear the government. They certainly don't fear the FBI, mm-hmm. who's probably targeting you and I at this point. That is the reality. They don't fear the media. They don't fear. So I think it's up to us that we people have to be activated. And people say, well, nothing matters. Nothing ever happens to these people. But I think you have to view it like if you can change one life, if you can change a few people's minds, then you can go about the business of changing the whole world. But you got to start somewhere. So I'm very, like I said to you last time, I'm very optimistic because it may take something like this, these lies, these deceptions. It may take this to wake people up. And sometimes it's darkest before the dawn. And the mm-hmm. fact that Melissa and Jody are current federal employees, pharmaceutical insiders, has anyone ever seen a pharmaceutical investigation like this before in American history?
No.
The
New York Times is not doing any of this. None of the corporate media is doing this, but projectveritas.com is. James, just really quick, we're in like 45 seconds or less. Talk about how your organization is designed to actually engage in this information where, unlike all the garbage organizations that are out there, you're doing something really quick.
Well, I mean, you know, it's up to us. We don't have any special tools except for I think people have to be brave and do something. People have to step up. We have the Give, Send, Go pages that we use. These guys are raising $500,000 every time we do an investigation because I think people are looking for leaders. And there's a lot of people on the inside of these federal agencies that are coming to us. We're going to be breaking. I'm about to interview another one of these people in the next hour. So contact us at VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com.
Next one in the next hour. I love that. Every time Project Veritas says that, I smile because it keeps the ruling class nervous. ProjectVeritas.com. Say the email again, James.
It's VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com.
You're a great American, James. Keep it up. You have an open invitation to come on our show anytime. Everybody, please subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Hit subscribe. James, thank you for the great work you're doing. And we're going to keep on diving into all these stories. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, it's charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.